Sabine found a doctor, and of course, Wyatt very graciously helped HLM to her room and stayed there with her, giving her water and making sure that nothing terrible happened to America's darling, which meant that Sabine went home alone again.
He carried HLM to her hotel room like 6 hours ago. I haven't seen him since.
He's just a gentleman, American hero, all that.
But isn't it over the top to spend the night there? Like, you only do that if you love someone.
I have no idea. He's Midwestern nice.
Idaho is not the Midwest.
Okay, everything west of New York and east of California is the Midwest.
How can he actually like HLM? She's a narcissist.
You should talk to him. He's clearly also thinking of your time together.
I think he was just thinking of how romantic he used to be. What I want from him is no longer important.
What you want is always important.
I'm getting what I want. All's going according to plan. Dave said he was going to reach out to Jane for my reel. And he's going to take me on as a client. Wyatt.
You're awake.
Couldn't sleep. How's HLM?
Still a bit drunk. I'm with a sprained ankle, but she'll recover.
Thank God. So, a rather whirlwind weekend for you.
Nothing like I was expecting. It's also been a whirlwind weekend for you. I hear you had a proposal.
I what?
With Dave, right? He's interested in representing you?
Oh, yes. Right. I think so. It'll be a big step. New career.
Is that what you wanted to talk to me about? I mean, I don't mind if you sign with him. He's a great friend, and I'm sure I'll be great to work with.
Yes. HLM loves him. I mean, she said that she'd never change her mind about her decision to work with him. That it's like finding the perfect partner. Impossible until it isn't.
Why did you stand me up? That night in the hotel room? All those years ago? We had a good thing going.
Wyatt, I couldn't see how our lives would ever work out. We were so, so different.
You said that before, you know, we're so different. What does that mean? I've been wanting to know for a long time.
I'm sorry, but that's all in the past. What does it matter now, what I said?
Because I can finally ask you to your face.
I was in love with you. And I was afraid you'd disappoint me. That I would never get the other things I wanted in life because I'd be chasing a man who wasn't the sort of man I should be with.
Could have tried. And now look at us. You know, now Lou and I are just...
My mom had just died. I didn't want to lose everything else I had for some guy.
Some guy. Yeah. Well, some guy who loved you.
Dating me was only upside for you. A wealthy girl who was in love with you and had every connection in the world.
I never cared once where you came from. I mean, not once. It was you
who... I was risking everything.
That's bullshit. And you know it, Elliot.
Stop calling me that. I'm sick of hearing that nickname. It was only funny when...
When what? When you were in love with me?
Yeah.
Come here.
What?
Come here.
No, HLM is in love with you, and I do not want to make an enemy of her. I can't be the devil woman who stepped between you two, or I'll never, ever break into the industry.
Are you kidding me? You're still choosing what everyone else thinks over me?
I'm choosing my career.
Yeah, of course you are.
Where are you going?
Someone has to check on Lou.
Hi.
Babe, finally. Okay, what is going on? What do you mean you talked to him about the breakup? You told him about not going to the hotel? Like, seriously, give me the details.
Well, I didn't tell him that I had bought the plane ticket, but decided not to go at the last moment. Doesn't matter anyway. He's in love with HLM.
What? Hold on. No. Nope. No way. Sorry.
He is. He was all like, This whole weekend has been nothing like I was expecting.
Okay, no. Because he did not say, I love HLM.
But he's so mad at me all over again. What am I going to tell him? That I was confused and heartbroken after he went into the Navy? That I would walk around hallucinating seeing him everywhere? That I hoped he would make some grand gesture and leave the Navy and come find me? He's been hanging out with HLM all day.
You must have seen on socials that the bridal party were all getting ready in a suite together. HLM posted a million cute pictures with Wyatt that I know Sabine immediately saw and didn't like. Anyway, then the hair and makeup knocked on our door and Sabine said bye to Layla to make a hashtag get ready with me video in prep for the wedding. But Wyatt must not have been that busy getting ready because he was the first person who watched Sabine's story. She didn't realize, but I did. And it made me wonder if Wyatt was really all that into HLM anyway. I couldn't tell Sabine that, of course, because she had no idea that I knew what was going on. Anyway, 1 hour later, Sabine was sitting in her assigned wedding seat waiting for the ceremony to start. To her right was Kylie Jenner, and to her left was a celeb from one of those CW shows I can never keep straight. Anyway, she was wearing vintage Celine that the Moët team had procured for her and was absolutely radiant in a dress of a thousand little crystals when a member of the hotel staff approached.
Mademoiselle, if you have a moment, HLM would like to speak to you.
Now?
Oui, if possible, in the suite.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sorry.
Sabine!
Lou, how's your ankle?
Well, the doctors say I won't be able to walk on it for at least 3 weeks. They're rewriting my scene in the movie so that I'll always be seated. They know without me the film is nothing. Excuse me? Espresso martini, please.
Should you be...
Absolutely. One for you too?
Oh no, I have an early flight tomorrow.
Your loss. Okay, real reason you're here. I'm nervous. Wyatt nursed me to health last night. He held my hand while the doctor was there. He's such a good man. I think I'm going to tell him I love him tonight.
Wow, that's so...
Fast. I know. But you have to move fast these days. Like, we need a hard launch if I'm going to get married within a year.
Within a year?
Do you think faster? Come on in!
Sabine, you look incredible. Lou?
I thought you were the martinis.
Thank you. Lou looks incredible, too.
Oh, Wyatt and I have been in the suite for hours. He's probably bored of this giant dress. I was just telling Sabine how you played doctor with me.
I don't think playing doctor is the right phrase.
I can't believe Sabine ever let you get away.
Oh, I...
What?
They are requesting everyone to their seats. And for you, an espresso martini.
Finally.
I should be going. Good luck, you two. You're both in the procession, right?
Sabine, you must come dance with us later. It'll be impossible to twirl me into the desserts when Wyatt will be carrying me around.
So the bridal party starts to walk out, and the women are all wearing over-the-top comme des garçons dresses with the men in these elegant, colorful suits. And then the people literally start clapping. Not for the grooms, but for HLM, who was being carried down the aisle by Wyatt. I'm not going to lie, they looked perfect together. So Sabine thought her chances were completely over. The camera wobbled, and then she just turned it off. I knew she was heartbroken. She had given up on the job she was there to do. Everything just went blank. I mean, there it all was, right in front of her. She was watching Wyatt at the end of the aisle, standing next to the woman he was probably going to marry within the year. And probably all Sabine could think was, why not me? And then, because socials were exploding, Sabine's godmother texted with a picture of Wyatt carrying HLM down the aisle.
Is this the same Wyatt Wolf you dated in college?
One and the same.
Well, I guess I was wrong about him. We were also certain he was going back to Montana.
It was Idaho.
If you see him, Tell him I say hello. He tried to visit me a few years after you two broke up, and I had the doorman send him away.
He did?
Yes. I always had the feeling that he never quite knew how to move past you. But look at him now. Wow, lucky man.
What do you mean he couldn't get past me?
Oh, you know, he was planning to marry you and into our family. I heard him talk to your father about it.
He talked to my dad?
Of course. You knew that.
I did not know that.
Oh, dear. Well, it's much too late now. Water under the bridge. He seems so happy with HLM.
Then Sabine forwarded the picture her godmother had taken of HLM and Wyatt to Layla.
Oh, my God. Ugh, they do look in love.
Am I going to get invited to their wedding? What am I going to do then?
Lie and say you can't go?
I've been lying for a decade. Oh, I'm so sick of lying.
Okay, 8 years.
That's almost a decade of lying.
So stop lying.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the wedding of Paul Harville and Dave Klusterman. At this time, we would like to ask you all to take your seats. We would like to thank everyone for traveling near and far to get here, and for the time and effort to coordinate your teams of people. I want to start with a quote from French writer André Maurois, who said that a happy marriage is a long conversation which always seems too short. If you've spent more than a half hour around Dave and Paul, you'll know this is true. But a conversation doesn't just mean the act of a literal dialogue between two people. All of life is a conversation between people. And marriage is about how you respond to each other's ebbs and flows. When Paul told Dave that he loved him for the first time, Dave drank a bottle of tequila and left to go dancing. But when Dave returned, 5 days later, mind you, he told Paul that he loved him too. A conversation does not happen all at once. Maurois didn't mean that we will always be in constant chatter with our beloved. He meant that two people in love will make their entire lives a response to the one they love most.
That's actually beautiful, Danny.
Danny Tamborelli, everybody.
Oh, my God. I think I'm in conversation with Wyatt.
What? Isn't the wedding happening, like, right now?
No. Like in life.
Today, I would like to invite Paul and Dave to start the most important conversation of their lives. The vows you make today are the bonds that will hold you together as you step forward on this journey. These words connect you together forever, and they are a powerful chance to manifest your future. Before we get there, however, I would like to remind the audience of their responsibility. You are here today as witnesses to the lives of Paul and Dave. You are standing here as people who promise to help them, to remind them of their love for each other, and to encourage them to grow together towards a healthy and happy union.
Okay, so this is where I burst into the scene. I mean, I had been watching Sabine pine for days, and I had just found out something truly surprising. Wyatt is casting HLM in his new movie.
What? Wyatt's a photographer.
Deadline just leaked that he's been tapped to direct a new Jane Austen film and that he's going to cast HLM. Also, Dumois says Wyatt has been trying to woo her all weekend. The goss is Dave forced them to spend time together so that Wyatt would cast her and HLM would agree to do a movie with a relatively unknown director.
What? Are you sure?
Right now, Mom. Am I right? Anyway, Paul and Dave have asked their dear friend Lou to do a small reading.
Thank you, Danny. It's just a short quote from my idol, Reese. Hey, girl, I see you. There's no bad consequence to loving fully with all your heart. You always gain by giving love. I think the secret to loving someone is to love them fully, deeply, and without hesitation. It's like that beautiful Shakespeare quote from Romeo and Juliet.
My bounty is as boundless as the sea. My love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have. For both are infinite. Love is a big leap and a big risk. And if we want it, we must take it. Right? Thank you.
Now, if anyone here has any reason why these two should not be married.
Wyatt, I can't do this.
Sabine, what are you doing?
Well, it's all over socials, so I'm sure you know what happened next.
Sabine, please, can we do this another time?
No. I've been lying to myself for a long, long time. And that was always easy to do because I never saw you. You were just on socials or in the tabloids. I heard about you through friends, so I could just ignore you, and I could just ignore the thoughts that I was having. But then, here you are. And not just at a wedding, but in my room, or in your room, and falling in love with someone in front of my face, and...
Sabine.
You're who I have always loved, and it's just... It's been a lot harder to lie to myself this weekend. You smell good, and you look great, and that's not what I meant. Listen, I miss you. I keep trying to tell myself that this isn't a real thing, or that I can just move on from it, or that I want something better or something different with someone else, but I can't, and I don't.
Perhaps there is a better time to do this.
I think so.
No. I need to say this now, because it's true, and before Wyatt goes and marries HLM.
It's true, everyone.
Marriage? I thought he was just directing you.
Wyatt, you're right. I'm scared of what people think because I'm a woman, and my reputation is literally my entire identity. It's how I make money, how I keep my apartment and have health insurance, and as an actress, my reputation would have been my entire career, too. And no, I've never wanted to risk it for anything, but I'm trying to tell you here, now in front of all these people, these celebrities, these people who could tank my entire career, that I'm willing to risk everything to tell you how I feel. If I only have this one chance, if this is my last conversation with you, I need you to know how I feel. I love you, Wyatt.
Sabine, I...
Wyatt, this might not be the right time, but I love you. I mean, look at us. The crowd loves us. See?
I'd like to direct everyone back to...
Just another moment, please. Before you all side with HLM, Wyatt, I have loved you since I first saw you walking across campus. And I have loved you truly, deeply, and completely since you took that first photo of me. Since you saw me. Since you saw me as someone who you could love, too.
Sabine, I can't do this. This is their wedding.
I knew you'd choose me.
So, at this point, the grooms would like to move on with the ceremony.
Wyatt, I choose you. I choose you over my career.
Sabine, please sit down.
Sabine Bean 403, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
That's Ice Cube!
I think it was only in that moment, when Sabine yelled at the HLM, that Sabine fully remembered where she was and what she had just risked for Wyatt.
Oh, no.
You need to sit down, Sabine. Please.
Let us move forward with the exchanging of the rings. Do you, Paul, take Dave to be your lawfully wedded husband?
You bet your ass I do.